Role playing.
My phone does that too.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And action!
We're on.
We're on.
Again.
Oh, yes.
You were saying.
Before we start, so brutally had to stop to record it because apparently it may be interesting.
Yeah, far too interesting and libelous to be recorded by other people.
Yes, gone libelous, yes.
Blah.
You received an email?
I sent an email because at the weekend there's some spare time for once, actually, on Sunday. And
whilst nursing your huge welts and bruises from
yes, the I am bruised. I am bruised in places.
You're not as bruised as me.
No.
But you barely stag.
So. I stopped counting on my left arm when I reached 9.
By saying that, I should mostly be acting like a stag.
Actually, it was when they went off and everyone shot you. Actually, I shot Paul Simpson because he was squat and easy to identify.
I was talking to him and apparently doesn't have any.
Does this look familiar?
I shot him in the legs.
I
missed him. Maybe it was more of his back. It was hard to say where they went. He sort of aimed them in a direction, and then the wind went whee, and they ended up hitting either something or nothing.
They marked the stags, particularly, didn't they, with big crosses.
They take big crosses across that chest.
You know who were the stags.
I shot you in the head a couple of times before.
Yeah,
so
that didn't really happen.
No.
Yeah,
I was kind.
But Helen was nursing. Well, she was pretty much okay on the Sunday morning. But not quite doing a lot of work. So we ended up watching.
Some of us were at work.
Well, yeah. So we ended up watching DVDs, and we ended up watching quite a few of the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon series episodes. Helen got me the box set of all of the D&D cartoons, which is fantastic. And I'm watching that, and also have a laptop in the front room. Thank God for wireless at the same time. I decided to like do searches for D&D because there's a couple of commentary tracks.
As you do, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of commentary tracks on each of the discs.
Oh, yeah.
Done by British people. And you mentioned various websites and various fan fiction sites.
Yeah.
Some of them are very dodgy, don't go there. But anyway, there's this one particular site that did have, up until the other week, it had a 75 meg video file of people doing a live action version, it would seem, of Dungeons and Dragons.
Wow.
Somebody is Bobby the Barbarian,
somebody
is Presto, somebody is Eric the Cavalier. And if you go to the website, it's all the snapshots, but they run out of bandwidth. And should really talk to you to see if you could host that file.
Hey, I can host that file.
Well, the thing is,
any problem.
Unless it's a stonkingly long video, or it's a really, really large screen, you could put it into streaming format, and it'd be far, far less than 75 minutes.
I'd definitely give that a home.
I emailed the guy who wrote it, because he said, can anybody find a home for this, because my bandwidth's run out.
I can.
I'll send you the links, because send him a couple of emails saying get in touch with you.
I'll do it.
Because
you
say,
no one else.
You can drop 75 meg on, easy enough. And if you make it a streaming
75
file,
meg.
Can we go back and get Bragg? Don't they come and help us?
So it looks really good from the still shots as well.
I think it does.
Not too bad. Anyway, I'd love to see a live action version.
Yes, so would I.
Actually,
I've
left my
phone.
I'm
just looking at them randomly.
The Treasure of Tardos or something like that.
That was one of the episodes.
I can't remember more. But it's good scenarios.
Surely you would have a list of them.
Yes, there is.
A complete set of.
Yes, there is indeed, a complete list. Along with interviews and documentaries and all the character bios and the.
He just claims to like it because all the cool kids did.
Yeah.
Cool kids.
There is that.
What is this concept of coolness that you associate with
the it's a unicorn! Has anyone seen Dodgeball?
No.
I swear this book needs to get lighter. Maybe we should be ripping the pages out if you do.
As part of the ongoing review
of
AEG's The World's Largest Dungeon,
maybe
you could suggest that any second printing should actually have detachable pages or ring-bound sections so you can rip it out.
Or onion skin paper.
Any reprinting should be given to me free,
is what I suggest.
Because we're disgusting the other parties, and to be quite honest, we are pretty much the only people who are actually still doing anything approaching a blog, to be honest.
Really?
Blog.
You should go, because
even their official one is now few and far between.
Where did the official one on AEG site?
Yeah,
largest dungeon.
It hasn't been updated in AEG's.
I
suppose they're stuck with the world's largest city, which we may actually run after this.
No. Oh my god! At the rate we're going through this, we can work out how long it's going to take us, and I hope we're going to speed up.
To be honest, you can actually get out if you go in the right direction by going through 5 or 6 areas. Then you're in your third. But I don't know whether you go in the right direction.
Well, knowing us, we're going to wander all over the southern place.
Yes, but
We're going to go back again. We've got bankruptcy.
Yeah. We're going to go back to see Dragdor. Touch base.
Touch base. Okay. So I'm thinking after this, when we're all finished, we can do Shadows of Yog-Sothoth.
Yeah.
Or
I'm thinking, when we
Masks of
Nal'Thotep.
Beyond the Mountains of Madness.
Oh, put your well, long there's a good couple of points. Well, yeah, Masks of Nal'Thotep.
That's survivable. I didn't wipe out my entire adventure in Cairo.
It is. It's a classic. I mean, if you're going to play a classic, you're either going to do Masks of Nal'Thotep or Shadows.
Or maybe Beyond.
Horror on the Orient Express, if you can get your hands on
a copy.
You had a copy. Do you know how much copies are?
I have no idea. I had a copy, and somewhere along the line, I've misplaced it.
Do you want some of the phenomenal prices that you can
find?
You might
have got 460 XP from last week.
There's a weapons compendium.
Yeah. Wow. But it's just a list of weapons.
A list of weapons by Pagan Publishing. Came out in about 1994.
Two tracks.
Yeah. It's currently a copy on eBay, and its current price at the moment is over $250.
Why?
Not bad. Because it's very rare and people want it.
They were all collectors for Cthulhu. I never really understood that.
Because in a sense, it's a great game. My game is not collectors for D&D. Those prices aren't anywhere near what people pay for D&D.
Yeah, I suppose.
People pay thousands of dollars for D&D.
Yeah, I mean...
So you've got a copy of Rogue Troop.
Three.
I have a copy of Rogue Troop.
Yeah, that's the copy of Rogue Troop is in the eBay box.
Is this your eBay box?
That's the eBay box. It's looking rather full at the moment.
Is there anything good in the eBay box?
Yes. Well, the best thing in the eBay box is the thing that's sitting next to the eBay box.
The HP Lovecraft bust?
Yeah, that's the Bowen statue bust.
He's a man!
T3, 8, 7, 8.
The last one went on eBay for over $400, so I thought I might as well put that on.
No,
I could do with the cash.
Yes, apparently we have an eBay box. Lindsay started it.
Yeah, it has a veil and a tiara and a pair of straighteners in it.
A veil, a tiara and a pair of straighteners.
Yeah.
Good enough.
There's also a one upstairs with loads of books in as well.
It's good enough.
There's a mini disc recording.
I still need to get in touch with Toy Vault and find out where my bloody prize is for that competition on your site. I've got the statue, but it's not signed. It says signed statue.
They used to get around to it in the air, the big fins.
Yeah. They forgot all about it. I don't want to hassle them, to be quite honest.
Your thing is being done,
I know, so. I hear that. I need to get in touch with them and make sure they put my name on it or something on it.
Inspirator.
Oh, whatever.
But mine won.
Yes, yours won. Well, it'll be in the queue.
They liked mine better.
It'll be in the queue. The only problem you have is...
Why are they making it?
The only problem you have is
because mine was a better idea.
Miskatonic?
Yes. But you won't be able to have it in the UK because they're banned.
Hmm?
They've banned the Toy Vault stuff.
They just have to stitch new labels in because
which they haven't.
They haven't put the CE mark on.
Now listen to Finn, for Finn knows, because Finn used to
burn teddy bears as a job.
Yes, we know. More importantly,
pull the heads off.
More importantly, it was the feminine entertainment items that we're more interested in.
Feminine.
You have to burn feminine entertainment items?
No, I used to have to sample the materials they were produced from in order to chemically test them.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite certain.
Oh, I can just see his little eyes lighting up as he opens up a big box of buttermilk.
And he has to test them out.
Never any reason for us to put batteries on and balance them on end and set them going to see which one would migrate its way around the down the table fastest.
You've raced them. Number one, number two, and you're taking bets. That's a fantastic job. I love that. That was what I was going to do. I was going to put a poll on the site saying who had the shittest job.
And then we were going to nominate you.
Yes, we're going to nominate you, because quite frankly...
Any job that... That's
not a shit job.
Nibble clamps.
You have nibble clamps.
Nibble clamps.
Vibrating nibble clamps.
Kibble clamps.
That's not a shit job, really, is it? Does it come in the models at the catalogue, your test mod?
Alas, no. I'd only paid $9,000.
Yeah, that's
$9,000. Is that what you went after Midland, then?
Yeah.
Because Imogen said that the other night, and I thought you were talking about a job in the dim and distant past, and I didn't realise it was when we already knew you.
Yeah. It's what I was when I was Teddy Torturer on the board.
Teddy Torturer.
Because he tortured teddies.
Yeah.
And birds sleepover bags.
Sleepover bags. Which are subject to different rules than sleeping bags.
This is the man who pulled off teddies, I tell you. It's terrible.
Yes, they burn well, apparently.
And they burn astonishingly well. To the extent you can't close the safety door because it's creating a vacuum.
Oh, my God! Oh, Jesus Christ!
So give your enemy one of these sleeping bags and just flip a match on and watch them go with the
candle. And then they cover them in fire retardant stuff.
Which washed out, yeah. Because a sleepover bag designed to have kids in it, it's never going to need washed.
No, never. Never. First time you wash the pee off it, that's the end
children
of that.
Children are clean now. Okay.
Anyway, so we
actually... Yeah, should we do this? Dungeon off! Dungeon off!
Enough of your vibrating nipple clamps.
More of that later. That's section D.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Section D, the porn episodes. You have to go all the way back to section D, though.
D for dong. Anyway.
Must be. You're a strange boy. You can tell you sit a lot in an office far from human contact.
Yeah, well, let's set about that right now. And then, right, yeah.
Right.
That's other premium content.
The nice shiny rooms of shininess.
Yes, you are. Oh,
C67.
We have holy weapons.
Silvery weapon rack.
One yes, indeed. The silvery weapon rack.
I was asked to fist off with that but
there we go. Master. I have a mighty 2 days, for I'm wiser than the halfling.
I have nothing but my own brawn and brain.
Wiser.
Mostly
wiser than thou.
Right.
Wisdom 14. Not that wise.
I must not bite my nail.
There's a corridor. It leads up there. I'm not going to tell you there's not a secret door there, because there's clearly one there. And I'd be stupid to make you look for it, because you're going to find it anyway, because you're going to know it's there.
Oh, make a roll then. Let's make a roll.
Go on, if you must. She finds it.
Yes. Yeah. Take 40.
A secret stone panel sinks into the floor, revealing a simple corridor.
Ooh, simple corridor.
A simple corridor. Draw for you.
What did we do with the bodies? I can't remember.
You
The
bodies of what?
The bodies of comrades.
You left them on the blue cushions.
Oh, right. You left them in the chill-out room.
In the holy place and nausea-inducing. No.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be reanimated. Place. Did we nick that stuff?
No, you didn't.
Damn. I don't think there's anything to nick.
No,
there wasn't.
The two magical items with those glowing amulets that you bolt there.
Why can't they just have straight lines with brooms, dammit? Sorry.
Not loud.
Okay, you're in a little nubbin here.
Yeah.
And there's a corridor that leads to the east. Mm. And there's a corridor that leads to the north.
We better not go east.
Out of the nubbin. Yeah, don't go east, otherwise I'll have to flip the board.
Draw a wall after that.
No!
But we need to go east.
Alan, you need to redecorate.
We turned the entire wall into a huge mapping survey.
It's all Paul.
Surface.
Yes, okay, which way?
East.
You swine!
Are you sure?
Even we weren't going to be that cruel. Okay, right. East it is.
Yeah, east is fine.
Then you might have to buy a new board.
No, only one was twice this size, okay.
What's
on either side? Is it?
More map. It needs to be cleaned off.
But as it's been on there for probably about a month.
It's just a bit more elderly.
Longer than that. Right, you carry on to the east. You're on a T junction which heads north. The ahead of you is a dead end wall.
Another dead end wall.
Would that be a dead end wall?
Check
it.
What
skill
am I going
up against?
Search.
How long have we played this game?
24.
You don't find any secret doors there.
I'm feeling kind of lonely. There's only like four of us here now.
26. Yes.
You don't find any secret doors there.
Damn.
There may not be any secret doors.
Shall we go and knock?
Yes. Knock.
Let's go back.
Remember the words of our crispy friend. North and east. Crispy's way out.
Crispy. You get to a crossroads.
When did you start believing you?
Well, it's just good now.
That was 2 days after he killed him.
I had regrets.
But then again, too few to mention.
Yes.
Too many corridors.
That's a lot. It's pretty.
Too many corridors.
We could just follow the corridors till we come to doors and then go back and explore the next corridor.
Isn't that trick where we just like follow like the left hand wall or right hand wall and eventually we get out?
You get to a crossroads. To the left, the corridor wiggles and kinks to the north and then continues to the west.
Okay.
Straight ahead of you, you see another crossroads. To the west, you see a nubbin on the left hand side. You see a corridor bearing off to the right hand side and the whole thing ends in a door.
A nubbin meaning an alcove in this case.
Yeah, nubbin.
Yeah,
no. Nubbin.
Yes, sorry.
I'll go for the door.
Ow.
Not
nubbin. Actually, I've got a bruised nubbin from paintball.
You have not got one there at all. You have not.
Shows how much you look at my...
The burning lizard!
No, it's all
in
my back. It's all in my back that hurts the most.
There's nothing there.
Okay, I'll show you where they
are. There you go. Shit, where are they? Okay, drop them.
Oh my lord!
Oh, that is bad.
So you just shot me elbow.
Oh, that is bad.
Ow!
Get a camera.
They love you, Matt. No, no, oh, no, no, no,
stand for the t-shirt.
Hang on, I've got a camera.
Not stripping off.
This is for the website. We're going to see the kind of harsh reality of the world.
Woohoo!
You know, you can get on domestic
I claim at least
Did
one of those.
Did you want to go paintballing? Was it your idea? Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Well, as I say, about nine just on this arm.
Okay, let's get a good shot of that.
I was going to say, I took one to the groin, but thankfully I had my legs tucked. It's kind of boinked off the...
Yeah.
It's like playing baseball or something.
Oh, should I
bounce off the car?
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's a hold in place, hold in place. Oh, that's good.
Okay, enough of this erotic photography. Back to the beer.
Bizarrely, this arm's not that bad.
Not quite on the same scale. No.
No.
It's been quite
that's insane. Not one of the
I can send
ones.
You those to the website later. particularly impressive. See what glutes to put up with.
The body of to display.
The body of a half-orc fighter takes a lot of damage.
Yes, apparently it does. Right, here we go. Which way are you going?
To the door.
This far door here?
Yeah.
Is there any interesting like smells or noises? We haven't had any other kind of sensory input for a while. I just wondered if there's anything.
It's a corridor.
Oh, it's a corridor. It smells corridor-like.
Yes.
It smells like a corridor.
I missed the copper and dead blood of my enemies.
Like a corridor.
Who you texting?
I'm trying to figure out the date, so I can write it
down. This is the 10th.
I wasn't texting, I was looking at my phone.
I've just installed Confabulator on my machine, it's great.
What does that do?
It's a confabulates. Yes, it confabulates. It's a widget engine, basically. It allows you to install widgets like clocks, weather readings, train timetables, live things like that, and loads of other
things. They're not really widgets, trackers. Are they?
They are. They're definitely widgets.
Installed.
To make sure you get ahead on your beer.
Yeah.
So hang on. What onto your desktop, you mean?
Yeah. So I can like link to so it's Bradford like train time deal.
So it's like a version of Active Desktop that works.
Yes. But they look really nice. You can move them around. They float on the desktop. Very happy. Congratulations.
I got well.
Get the PC and Mac.
World of Warcraft yesterday.
No.
I did.
Excellent.
Go to the door.
You're going to the door. Know, are you going to nosy down the nubbin or is it?
Alcove.
Yeah.
Go
on.
In the nubbin there is a door.
We're not going to walk blindly past.
Yes! We knew there was going to be a door.
In the nubbin there is a door.
I have a technical question.
Yes.
If I've got one day of holy weapon, is that today?
Yes.
And then when I wake up tomorrow I won't have it?
No.
That's not fair. That's not a full day. That's
24 hours. 24 hours.
24 hours.
We better not wait till tomorrow. Things.
Quickly. Yeah. Let us head to Region E. Not that I know it's
are you able or neutral in there? When you're neutral, we'll come back.
We're not quite evil enough yet. We're getting there. Dwarf leading the way as usual.
Are you leading the way?
In the quest towards evil, it would seem.
Oh, okay. Right.
Shall we try that door then?
Yeah, I'm afraid that's solitary legend making there.
Oh, it is.
Solitary legend making, otherwise known as wanking.
That's a town in China, isn't it? Wanking.
Yes, apparently. That's pretty bad.
Do you think American people understand the term?
Well, they probably know what wanking means. They use it enough of their own movies to get away with swearing now.
Yeah, it's kind of understood.
Yeah, but it might be like fanny.
Yes. That's the one I never understood.
The wrong side of that.
never understood that.
On the wrong side of the fanny debate. Yeah.
Yes, they are definitely on the wrong side.
In America, they think it's the bum. Where in this country,
it is so not.
It's short for
censored.
It's short for
After
Francesca.
The swear word that he uses on this audio.
Oh yeah, it also means cunt.
It's on fire!
This
might be a
PG-13
or minor rating.
Warning, they can turn to find speaking.
They were using this cunt.
Crude half-orc language, maybe.
It contains an FS rating. Finn is speaking.
You try that door.
This nubbin door.
Turn it on.
Are you just going to open it?
No. Let the rogue do her thing.
We know what happened last time.
Yeah. Whoops. Oh, yes, we do.
I'm searching. I'm getting 26.
You're looking to track.
You don't think
I step back and tell you, confidence, this door is not trapped.
Well, we all step right. back for
give me a consumption. Yes,
is it locked?
Come on. You mean searching the door?
Oh, dear. 21. Okay, stop pouring. 21. To unlock.
You unlock. Oh, click.
I take several comedy steps backwards.
Comedy steps.
Let's charge in and kill it.
Okay, you open the door. There is a blank wall behind the door. Has it been a pity they've forgotten to fill in what is behind it? as the door just opens onto me.
You're kidding!
Nope.
Oh my lord.
Sorry.
Okay,
you carry on several hours fruitlessly searching for a secret door.
Because there must be something. Nobody puts a secret door.
Do you think it's a bit
careless
of the game writer makers? I understand that it is the world's largest dungeon, but
it rushed
just to bang a door in and not actually make it lead anywhere, and not actually tell me what it does. No, it would appear like this.
Are you going to tell them all this at the end?
They don't need to, they can listen to it.
Well, yeah,
not that they will. Every single second.
They won't, though.
It's a fantastic way to review. I mean, there's some people who talked to the Dragon Myth thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
So they would like it to be in it, especially Crimson Empire Man.
Never.
Like Cursed Empire Man.
Cursed Empire now. Mm. Was it? Or was it? Yeah,
no, it's Cursed Empire now. It's apparently Crimson Empire is something.
Something else.
Somewhere.
Probably some dodgy goth band in America.
I actually talked to somebody about that and why they changed the name. I can't remember who it was.
Anyway,
they're really keen.
Let's go to it.
Another shade of red for it.
Yeah,
Vermilion Empire.
Yeah.
I suggest that you stop asking about rooms and tell us where there is actually some rooms that are actual rooms instead of
back rooms. There's more there, but
okay,
I would suggest you may try.
We merrily trot, there are four of us that are left.
Kill things!
Well, that's not what you do.
There began as four.
That hand was down
and
there,
now
that
there
hand
four.
Just went like that, and I caught a tent in the corner of my eye.
That's
demonstrating.
This door is
warning activity.
I unlock the door.
All our NPC companions are not having a good time at the moment.
26.
Is it trapped? You almost unlock the door.
I search for traps first.
Oh dear. That magic weapon's not
there is no traps on this door that you can find.
I take 20 to search the trap.
There may be consequence, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Search for traps. You can
like maybe blow off your head or chomp off your nose.
I take 20 to unlock it.
You can do that.
I'll do that.
Click! The door is unlocked.
37.
It's all good. The door is unlocked.
Yeah.
The door is unlocked.
I stepped back.
The door is unlocked. I list him at the door.
That's good. For
noises.
What's my spell? I'm pretty good today, I think. Or am I very bad? No, I forgot to rub that out. I think I'm okay, actually.
Keep score
of
your character, young man. You must know what you're doing.
You're opening the door.
I'm listening.
Oh, yes, you're listening.
You only get a 10 to listen.
You do not hear anything behind the door.
I listen.
I get distracted and go away.
I get 26.
You also hear nothing behind the door.
I heard Rose's mnemonic announcer while sleeping, blah, blah.
Generally, you use it when you wake up.
Yeah, when I wake up.
Yeah, respecting the blue blanket.
Yeah.
All so have we just woken up then?
Well, we've been refreshed. We slept, and then we slept again very quickly. Where we went, remember?
I don't remember.
Because you were all very tired.
Yeah, we were very tired. We rested. We went up, and then we had another sleep in the magic place.
Yeah.
And then, then
we got our weapons.
Okay, that's fine.
Are we ready? Yeah.
Are
we
opening
the door?
Yes, we are opening the door. There's some very silent giants.
A beautiful statue representing a large female humanoid with mighty wings issuing from her back stands in the middle of the room.
I don't want to look at that!
Though the statue is cloaked with dust, it is clear her eyes are made of the purest emerald stones.
Go and nick them, that won't be trapped.
You're a rogue! Make your daddy proud.
Okay, I'll do what they say.
You don't.
Meh. What are we doing? What is that?
Oh,
you're carrying around hair shaping mud.
It could have been worse. Have you seen when Harry met? No.
It genuinely is.
Hairdressing mud.
You put it in my bag after you bought it at the hairdresser's today when you went to my hairdresser and had your hair cut.
I'm scared.
You don't ever see that stuff after the film or something about.
Mine doesn't smell like that, mate.
Well, you may smell. You want to smell like it's my winter use. I haven't done that since I was about 7. Anyway.
Got something completely different these days.
Yeah.
Yes, you probably do.
Yes.
Oh, when you were little, you did that.
Yes. So, there was a large human woman statue with big wings in her back.
Oh, nice. I'm going for it,
thank you.
Eyes of emeralds.
I'm going to
have a look round.
Useful spell components, emeralds.
There's nothing in the room other than the statue. The statue is made out of the same stone as the floor and walls of the room.
I search.
Okay.
I get 20.
You find a statue. It has emerald eyes. The emerald eyes are shiny.
Are they
writing on the
emerald
walls?
Eyes?
Nope.
Anything looks like that weird script?
I'm searching for traps on the emerald
statue.
Eyes. Yes.
Yeah. 18.
Who the goddamn built this place?
You don't find any traps on the statue.
I nick the eyes.
I leave the room.
Yeah. We've all been around too long.
I climb up onto the set.
We all leave.
Actually, we've seen what happens when Hoffman climbs up on things to steal large gemstones.
Eight. These are worth a lot of money. Even underestimating by, you get a 10%, you reckon they're worth 1,000 gold each.
Do the dance, do the dance.
They're strange and alien.
I think there's a trap in this room. I think everybody has to leave the room really, really, really quickly.
I think you're too damn right there, Lassie. I'm heading out the door.
That's what I know, mate.
Okay.
I'm going to listen at the other door.
Pick.
You're heading for the new corridor.
Just crushing is the better part of the battle.
Strength check.
What does that mean?
Means roll and add your strength.
Add your strength bonus.
Oh, I don't have a strength bonus. I just have a 7.
Okay. You start to pry them. You think it'll take a little while to pry them out.
Groot!
What?
There's some very, very pretty emeralds in here, and they're worth a lot of money, and you can have some of the money if you help me get them out.
There's...
But don't tell them.
One each?
Yeah.
Nothing you can hear. Stop looking them out.
Stop it!
You're not allowed to do that. You have to take them with care and finesse.
He's a bloody half-orc!
Can I do it? Out with a holy throwing axe.
Holy to holy! Not bad!
19.
They
pop out.
Woo! Bing, bing! I'll hold them until we get to the shop. And sell them. You trust me.
No.
But see, right, ooh, they, the other guys expect me to be carrying stuff, but if they see you carrying something, they'll think that you've stolen it.
No,
they
won't mind.
If I carry it. You can't hear us.
No, we're outside the door, and it was closed. We just said we were standing there.
We're whispering.
I'm bigger, so I can hide them better.
Okay, well, you have one, and I'll have one. Okay. I'll just nick yours and yours.
Right. After your long discussion, the gems turn to black dust.
Make
me a reflex save.
I apparently have to remember evasion next reflex.
25.
God, I'm rolling
that's
every dice.
Yeah, roll a different one. That's a bad one. Even worse?
Yeah, can somebody give me a good dice?
Somebody pass me a number, please, Lindsay.
Well, I got 3 and 1.
Yeah, try that dice. Try that on the official dice.
These dice are
30th anniversary D&D die roll.
Natural 20!
Right, that's
32. Right, the dust billows up around you. You manage to close your mouth before you swallow any, suffering one negative level for a week.
One negative level for a week?
Ooh, what does Bane do?
It's the opposite of bless, isn't it?
Yeah. What does it do?
-1 to hit and everything else.
And saving throws with fear.
You both suffer Bane for 8 days.
What the hell does that
eight
mean?
Or 80? Eight. 8 days worth of Bane for you.
I guess we're not allowed to nick the stuff that belongs to the goody two-shoes types.
A beastly howl fills the room, chilling you to the bone. What does that do? Pick it up. Let me thought serves, please.
Everyone. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Those in the room.
Okay. Yes. No, just these two.
22.
Oh, it's a lot better.
21.
Fair enough, what you needed. They both negated the effects of the eye bite.
Oh, good.
What would it do?
They're not panicked and sickened for however long it's going to last.
Mm-hmm.
What's Bane?
Wave of exhaustion.
Oh, for the love of Christ! Nick anything in this.
Wave of exhaustion.
Bane is exactly what I said it was. It's -1 penalty to attack rolls and -1 penalty on saving throws versus fear.
Wave of exhaustion.
We're getting there.
No saving throw.
No!
No.
Waves of negative energy cause all living creatures in the spell's area to become exhausted.
So just negatives, again, I assume. Whatever exhausted to do.
I'm looking too good for the half orc and the half
thing. They can probably still function like this, I can't. Swoon!
Only on +12 now.
An exhausted character moves at half speed and takes a -6 penalty on strength and dexterity.
-3 to attacks and damage.
After an hour of complete rest, an exhausted character becomes fatigued.
Right. At this point, the statue attacks you.
No!
Can we have a room, please, Mr. Blaze?
Well, we needed something to do that wasn't bloody going through boring-ass rooms.
I have to agree with the rogue there. It was going to be a bit corridory, really.
You only needed a DC 34 search check to spot this trap.
34?
Well,
how big a room?
How big a room? Oh, it's, my apologies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 35 foot by 25 foot.
Oh, it's all squares now in D&D 3.5.
What is the question?
It's a question.
Is it a deep, insightful question?
Yeah.
Does it involve cheese?
Yeah.
Involves...
smelling a cheese.
Golden...
shower?
Golden syrup.
She's not in there, so I'm not going to ask her.
She escaped.
Yes, she's
run away. It's a statue human's eyes.
Yes. Put the unicorn in. It makes us feel better.
Right, yes, it can be the unicorn if you like.
Was it human sized or big?
Mm. It's bigger than human. It was a giant statue.
It's large.
It's large.
It's in the middle of the room, isn't it?
Yeah, with wings.
And you stood next to it with no.
Like Lilette.
Move the flank.
Initiative, ladies and gentle peeps.
And you're minus six.
People, the
well, you can have your initiative
okay,
in the
yes,
room.
Please.
You can have
so
your
I have a minus two. Minus
yes,
two.
Minus three, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. That'll be one, then.
That'll be seven, then.
My beastie goes on.
Oh, it's magical. It's made of bloody stone!
Wow, pretty good.
Okay, never mind.
Ooh, it has hardness, obviously.
Away,
11 for Balazar!
Is it evil?
My god, I'm the highest initiative! On 11!
I've lost my initiative. Yes, it should have done it. Oh, zero. It's going on in 9.
It's like a damn stone golem!
However, it's going first anyway.
Oh,
let's start with a surprise attack.
Well, it just goes. And hits you. Is it like something out of the Iron Sinbad?
Hey? No, no,
oh.
I'm gonna hit one of you two.
Oh.
In fact,
is this a Ray Harryhausen animation technique?
Oh, look,
that's
the
technique. Oh, no, because then we'll be out of the dungeon before it can complete.
It's a two-wing buffet action. So it gets a four, it's an under-wing buffet.
It gets a kill.
Right.
This isn't good.
Mr. Patson, it goes for you.
Duck, can you duck?
In its surprise round, where it just moves and hits you.
Oh. How are you feeling?
He'll be fine.
He's about to
hit. Oh, he's alright.
21.
To hit.
Yes.
Slam. Doing 10 points of...
starting armour.
10 points of damage. And then its wings sweep around.
And it. Then its wings sweep... Oh my god.
16.
I miss.
16 flat-footed.
I have eyes in the back of my head.
Do you?
Yeah, I can see it from here.
Yours. I have the feet, eyes in the back of my head.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it does.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But you're at minus 6 to your dex, aren't you?
Yeah. Lordy, lordy.
So you're minus 3 to your armor class.
14.
There's some strange things in this statue.
It buffets you with its buffety wings of buffetiness for 8 points of damage.
Buffet the vampire slayer.
it chuckles.
I know, but you know.
In a fashion that statues can chuckle.
Grog, said the statue. I bet you the bastard's not even evil, is it?
Who's
no,
next?
Of course it's not. It's actually a big statue.
Go, Phelan.
Don't be thiefness.
Okay, you scream.
Be Bastion, don't.
Bastion! Huzzah! Something evil this way comes!
Quite poetic from the rogue, actually.
Then I'll hit it.
Almost.
I don't know if I can do anything.
Well, almost.
Minus one to attack. So, what am I doing? I'm going
rolling.
With my plus two short sword, which is plus 8, so it's plus 7 there, is that right?
Should be minus 3 to attack.
Oh my
lord. Well, minus 1 to attack, and then, oh god.
Oh yes.
Minus
we're
one
on
to
minus,
attack.
Minus 4 to attack.
Minus 4 to our attacks because of our strength penalty and our.
So, plus
bane.
4 I've got. 16.
It hits.
16.
It hits, it's pretty slow.
Okay.
A big.
So, am I losing anything to damage?
Yes.
Yes.
Minus 4 damage, I believe.
No, minus 3 damage.
I do it no damage.
Cheek.
You need to move to get to a backstabbing position, or to get to a flanking position.
Probably can't do that.
Yeah, I'm
going to
do a tumble check now.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Can I have
any
minus
anything? Minus 3.
Make me an intelligence check before you go tumbling.
It's a statue, it's immune
to critical hits. Yeah.
Oh. We'll still get plus two bonus for flanking.
As far as I'm aware.
Yeah, you'll still get the hit.
I didn't get anything high on my intelligence.
Probably going to need.
I'll just probably stay where I am. Can I step
well,
back?
Well, no, we really need to get so we're flanking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought I'd already gone. I've already hit it.
Yes.
And you've got a hit and a move.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll move then.
Animated.
Where do I need to be?
Flanking. Where would flanking? Should it be that far, yeah?
It would have to be. Yes.
Okay, for my tumble, I have plus 15.
But so you'll lose 3 off that side. For the dex loss.
17 plus 12, 29.
That'll do.
Yeah, that'll get past it, yeah. Look it up.
Okay.
This is looking mighty interesting.
Doesn't matter.
Right, who's next?
It would be
everyone else on the planet, but I'm last.
Me.
Bastion. Right, you hear a scream.
Seeing as you make from the room over there.
Yes. Sounds like failing.
How far am I away?
Quite away, actually. I'm going
here.
Okay.
And they're here, so well,
the monster going on 9 triggers it.
Right, I see. Okay.
So essentially, you were ready to react before.
Yes. It actually reacted.
I
understood.
Get to the door.
That's
the situation.
You get to the door. They're fighting the big angel statue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's moving.
Okay. Who's next?
Groot.
Just put yourself by the door. Groot, go on.
Yeah. Gonna need magic in it. So. Great axe.
Twenty-one
to hit.
Yes,
that's a double hit.
That's a D12 plus 4. 12
damage.
Yes.
Is it magical? Is it a magical weapon?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And
clank.
Second attack's gonna be.
Oh.
16.
Looking mighty interesting.
16. Ooh. 16 will hit.
No, sorry, 16 minus 14.
Oh.
14 will hit.
Whoa! Things are looking up!
And that's. 11.
That also magical?
Yes, it's the same weapon. I'm not using the double axe.
Oh, okay.
Is the half orc's attempt at hitting it doing any damage?
It's chipping bits off.
Ding, ding!
Unfortunately, it may well kill me.
Who's next?
Balthazar.
Balthazar!
Magic missile coming online!
Let's get there.
Okay!
I'm just asking Arnold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
let me have a look at it.
You can see it.
Yeah.
You can see it, that's all. Right.
Glowing balls of missile light come from the end of my tips of my fingers and go bing!
With regards to hardness, what it minus from each individual missile?
They're magical.
Yes, they are. It has resistance against... It has damage reduction and hardness. I believe it would come off every individual missile, wouldn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It's basically bloody useless.
Yes. Your, you fire a magic missile. Your missiles impact against its chest.
And do nothing. Haste me, for the love of God! Haste me! That's a good question. I fire them all at once in a ball.
Well, you do. You fire them all at once.
Therefore, they're combined.
No, they're separate missiles.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I would suggest that probably is the way. Technically against most things it wouldn't make a difference, but maybe against something with hardness it will, because each individual missile goes against its hardness, which just minuses basically off the damage. That's not taking into account.
Sucks that it
that's not taking into account its damage reduction either.
Minuses of magical damage.
We're taking the fist. Is it bigger than the doorway?
Yeah.
It's not getting out.
But it can duck.
Can it? It's got big wings.
Yeah, they're moving.
It's they're made of bloody stone!
A wing buffet's one
does
of its
it have
decks.
Hands?
Yes.
Does it have a sizable fingers on thumbs?
Yes. It's an angel that's trying to kill us.
Mm. Yes.
I stay.
Angel of evil.
We run away and I lock
yes,
it all.
Yes, your individual missiles strike across its chest and
go.
Who's next?
It is.
It's going to have a little Finn man. As Finn is the big fighter in front.
There is no front and back anymore!
Is there? Oh god.
Can
we go back to first edition? I like first edition.
23!
No.
You lie. Take 6 points of damage from a slam. 12.
I don't miss.
8.
haste.
That's it. Who's next?
Bailey.
Good me.
It's a bit bloody.
Have it.
Well.
Can you backstab it?
Nope.
If it's large
and you're small, do you get bonuses because it's large?
Yeah, gives you a plus.
That's what it's all factored in.
Is it all factored in? Yeah.
So what's my attack bonus? Because it was plus 4.
You now get minus 2 because you're flanking it.
So it's right. Plus 6.
Yeah.
Oh, did you
9.
Miss. You need to recharge that
D20. Next.
I'm going to do a battle cry of let's run away and lock it in.
It's made of stone, it'll smash.
Door. Yeah, we'll run away.
It's an angel, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's an angel. It's a goody two-shoes.
It's an animated statue.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Also.
It's a statue of an angel.
That doesn't mean it is an angel. It's just a statue of an angel. There is a semantic difference.
I'm going to cast Holy Smite.
Okay, what does it do?
It only affects evil and neutral creatures.
Okay.
Oh, crap, I can't do that either.
Why?
Paul's in the way.
No, he's behind you.
Yes, but it's a radius. From me.
But it bursts. Oh, it bursts out.
Yeah.
I'm not all neutral.
Well, mostly.
Well, you'll take half damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm a wizard! I have no armor!
Yeah, but you have a huge constitution.
Yeah. Yes.
You're rather upset being killed by one of your own party members.
Yes, I'm sure Boyk was.
There's a spell you've cast before and it's not hurt him. Didn't cast it before he changed alignment.
That's true. Maybe
did you? It's not one I've cast. But I didn't have it then.
What's that?
Very good. Put it in. What do we get to say?
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. In the heat of battle, Bastion makes a decision.
I step back from the door.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Yeah.
Like, before I do that, I let off a sacred healing burst.
Mm-hmm.
And step back over here and check. I'd get out of there if I were you.
What would the sacred healing burst do?
Yeah, 3 hit points.
Oh, okay.
Both of you.
So
if you've lost
half in any place.
Oh, yeah, you're booking the bliss, aren't you? I'll be Hal, please.
You sure?
No, you're not allowed to be.
What?
I have to have my full name on it.
It's going to be snobbery.
Okay.
Yes, if I must then.
I can just put Hal, but then it'll
be. Use his secret name. The name we must not mention.
Tell me.
I don't mind. Whatever you prefer. Mm. Whatever you prefer, monkeys.
And there are 12 letters in his first name.
Right. Who's next? Healing Bursty.
Do we all get it, or is it just those two?
Yep, everybody within
Woo!
60 feet.
Woohoo! Thank you!
You realise you've lost any hit points?
Oh, yes. Does that include the statue?
No, it's not living.
Oh, of course, it's dead. It's just animated.
Have I lost hit points?
You haven't been hit yet.
But am I from my thing? But I've already got some missing anyway, so.
I feel better!
How many do I get back?
Three.
Go, Groot, that's a big statue.
28.
It'll hit.
Nothing better. That's 13.
That's pretty good.
Stunk!
Yes! A whole hit point got through that time!
Chip! You've stuffed my finish.
18?
That'll hit. Oh.
7.
Yep, that just bounces off.
7 bounces off! Oh boy! It's a toughie, it's made of bloody stone!
What's next?
Bowser.
Balthazar sees that his mighty potent spell of magic missile does no good whatsoever against the magical statue, and therefore decides to enhance the abilities of the brave fighter Groot. And he's faster than he was before.
You mean you're casting haste on fighter?
Yes, that's the short verse. Good.
What's that again?
Not as much as it used to, I can tell you that.
Just 1 to hit, plus 1 on your arm class, and you get an extra attack. And your full attack bonus.
Like he needs another attack.
Who's next?
I do.
It is.
It's going to attack you again, once more.
Pity I haven't got the harsh language spell.
Miss. 16?
Yes, just.
Is that including your buzz onto your arm?
Yes.
And 17. So that's 2 hits, but then just the wing buffers.
You can actually get more than one creature ball.
Can I? Take 12 yeah. points of damage.
Oh, can I get the rogue as well?
Yeah, you can get all of us if you want to.
Wow. Oh, yes I do. I want to get everyone.
12 points. Everybody else did that.
Mm. How about greater magic weapon? Nothing use?
It's just another plus one.
Who's next?
A magic weapon already.
Failing.
Unless you want to cast it on the double axe.
Then we're all
screwed. But it's either that or... We let off big boy!
Yeah, they don't have to go by me, they can buy their own tickets.
The best thing about that battle box is the bloody fireball template.
Can I hit and then tumble out of the room? Yes. Okay, well I'm going to do that.
Tumbleina!
You're really, really fast now. Of course, that gives me a minus two.
That was my to hit.
You 30 miss.
And I just now tumble over.
Of course, it's not hitting you and I lose my plus two as soon as you leave.
Yes, I'm scared shitless.
You have an extra attack, you feel faster.
Only if you full attack.
Oh, yeah, you can't leave if you use your extra attack.
I use my extra attack.
Ooh, it's a double 18.
It hits.
Because I don't think you can physically do enough damage to harm it.
We don't know that.
Gotta do at least 7 or 8. Gotta do at least 8. Maybe more. It skitters across its back.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to stay here to give it these bones.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
You're a lucky harlot.
It's me. Everyone gets 3 hit points.
Hooray! Thank you! He's not so bad after all, Bastion. Ooh, I've got unlife. I forgot about that. Can you cast it on somebody else?
Course life's you only. Okay, I look over here and cast. No, I'm over here.
About 10 feet away from the statue.
I cast Lesser Vigor.
Yeah.
And go over and touch Garut.
What does that do?
Gives you regeneration at 1 point around.
Nice! And you're hasted.
Okay. Who's next?
Bowser.
No, Groot.
Groot.
The outcome is Groot.
You're feeling better. And faster.
To be honest.
17. That's a nice modifier.
That's 13 points.
Of damage.
That's going to do damage.
Yes.
Yep, 13 points.
That shed loads that roll in 18 that hits. 7.
Damage. Bing.
It skitters off.
Got at least 7 points.
That includes your third attack.
Crap.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Third attack also hits.
What happened?
That's another 13.
Very good.
Yeah. You've got a hit point, by the way. Did you get that this round?
Who's next?
Balazar.
Balazar.
Are you staying at Paul Festival, by the way?
Yes.
He was asking me today because he was on about whether it was a colours dinner or not. And he said
I must think quickly and hide. Or, no, fireball, tempting, but it could be dangerous. Fireball would definitely damage it.
27 quid, isn't
it? I might damage some other people as well, though. I could make you invisible. Would that help? Just shout, no, that wouldn't help.
Wouldn't help hugely, no.
Oh, fiddle. To be honest, I might as well cast Greater Magic Weapon on you.
We'll do it on the double axe.
You now have a current of magic weapon.
What's this?
Very good.
So I'm knocking up my spells at a rate of knots here.
Who's next?
Bonus is I'm now only on minus one.
It is. It's going to have another good group.
As he's in front.
Pin me.
How about mirror image? Miss.
How about Scorching Ray?
Well, that would be just like kind of
right. Why would you not use your fire?
6 points of damage for a wing bow.
I want to use fireball because you'd be hurt. Because the
Scorching Ray is like aimable.
Yeah, I'm not sure it'd do much damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure?
You get 2 shots at 4d6 each.
Oh, right. I'll use Scorching Ray next time.
Who's next?
Me.
Yes.
Go, do it.
11.
You don't have any wonders. Can I
try again?
Yes.
Can I get another attack?
Yes.
Haha! 18.
That'll hit.
I can't do any damage.
You can't. Yeah, what's the maximum damage you can do? It's like 5 or something.
You just can't touch it.
Can't touch this.
Everyone gets 3 hit points.
We're fighting and feeling better. I like this.
Yes. Nature's way.
I'm whittling him down, though.
I'm leaving now.
And cast Cure Serious Wound.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah. Hold it.
Cool, that's a new thing. I've never seen you do that before.
It's because I can't stand there and cast it. Because you'll beat the bejesus out of me. My concentration check.
Yeah, I get
so small. That's really cool.
And it's glowing.
Oh.
So that is that for when it hits Finn really badly?
No, it's for next turn when I go in and hit Finn. He gets better.
Who's next?
Garou.
Steve's figured out that Beastie has a reach.
It's large.
Yes. It affects a big area.
Whoa.
40 now. Plus 2.
All those modifiers.
15.
That'll hit.
Yes. Jeez. All those
Math
modifiers.
It's quite hard tonight, isn't it?
Oh, God.
I've got minuses to that.
Oh, no.
I know.
Marbles!
I think we've got the book now.
You have been told.
It's got the book. You can't see you. There's a big beastie in the way.
No, I'll
be. 9
damage.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, that's more than I rolled before.
What's the damage for an acid arrow?
Mass meltdown.
So?
What's the damage for an acid arrow?
2d4.
You can either do a point or no points at all, depending
13.
On how
do it.
Damage?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, come on.
That's more than 20.
Yeah.
So long.
Nice!
That's one less than I said last time.
12?
Yes, 12.
12 damage.
Definitely. And that's a roll at least a 15, so that's more than that. And that's a 9.
9 damage. Very good. It's looking a bit shoddier now. Next.
Balazar.
Well, Balazar.
I'm going to hold my action and let the half elf finish it off.
Fine.
Oh, cast a spell.
I might need it for later today. It's the first bloody battle.
Miss. Hit.
You're not withholding spells, are you?
No. Miss.
You've got millions of the bloody things. You've got half a million.
No.
Magic missiles.
3 hit points on Groot.
Yeah, magic missiles are too bloody no good at this
one. You know, on the 20th one when we swap characters, can I have his?
Ah!
You told me. I won't release this though.
Edit it then. Nobody told me it was a secret.
I'll just take that chunk out. It'll go, you know, the 20th, won't we? Then I'm running.
You never told me it was a secret.
It's not really. They'll like
not
it. You have to.
I
don't.
Oh. It's not playing.
That was just one of the ideas.
Yeah, well, nobody told me.
It was that with the novelty hats.
Yeah, we like the novelty hats.
Novelty hats.
We're all wearing novelty hats.
I don't appreciate my tumble.
Novelty cat hats.
Novelty cat made of Paul's cats. No, we've got
20.
20 will go do it, probably.
Bye!
So,
Leaving! Yeah. Locking the door, running away!
And it's me, you get hit point.
I thought you were wanding.
And then I go in here and try and hit you.
Smack!
I probably
did a rogue.
Touch Jason.
Not me.
Are you touching him up?
Yes.
Hey.
It's, 25 hit points.
Woo!
All my hard work punching him is for nothing.
Yes. That's the
this
point.
Is why I'm not wasting my spells.
I'm now only.
I love the concept of a wizard that wastes spells. Waste them, you save my life!
Casting a spell is not really classified as wasting them.
Anyway.
You know, unless it's like, I fancy some marshmallows toasted. I think I'll use my agonizer scorcher.
Yeah.
Well, if you want a day to last about 2 hours before we have to go to sleep again, that's completely up to you.
That's the whole point of D&D.
I know, they're not dies. Oh,
you're not going to die, you're perfectly healthy.
Is it any different?
You've been blessed, hasted, healed, bloody everything.
You're holding back spells in case we need them later, but you're not using them, so we're just as badly off as if you run out of them.
No, we're not.
Good.
This thing looks poorly. And he's looking even better than he was before.
Damage. 9, yep.
That's more than that. 7.
Yep.
Armor class enough. 11.
I like armor class enough. It's good.
And that's going to miss.
Right. Still standing.
Why won't you die?
It's made of bloody stone.
I'm going to give the hardness more in the future. It's good.
Alright, if you want to see how it's done, Scorching Ray.
Blast.
Okay.
Okay.
Two touch attacks.
Two minus four, because he's casting through that through group.
It's large, you shouldn't have to.
Well, if he moves,
if it's large.
He moves to there.
Yeah.
Just want to bring you into the room.
Okay. Or you can kill us all!
I've just noticed the wind buffets have a 15-foot reach.
Can't be mean.
I'm not
you can
roll.
Be mean.
No, yeah. That's fine,
I'll be very mean. It's just hitting someone other than me.
8.
Well, you add your base attack bonus and your dexterity.
Base attack bonus. 3. Dexterity.
You've hit it.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to do 8 easy damage.
1, 2, 6, 9. 14, 20, 24, and 25.
That's a lot. That's a spell resistance.
Oh, look at it.
So you should roll a d20 and add your cast level.
Should be fine. 11.
It's got spell resistance of 9.
Oh, good.
It explodes in a big ball of fire.
That's how you get rid of it, for God's sake!
It's gone.
I was going to say, I've been quite badly hurt, but I haven't.
Ho hum.
Yes.
Right.
And you've got another...
Always comes down to the dwarf to save the day.
Four rounds of 1 point healing.
Woohoo!
It's of the statue gathered together in the centre of the room, and the eyes appear again. It's inert in the centre.
You can go for another round if you want.
It was,
trying
to dick
the
eyes,
him. It was him. Look, he has guilt written all over his face.
Oh no,
we stare intently at Curry's
face. That's why he was attacking him and not me.
I do believe we've had this conversation before, where things have come to life or hurt you really badly when you've got a nixed it.
Yes, Garut.
I think I can do the nap.
I'm feeling quite tired too. Oh. I've been up for approximately 10 minutes, maybe 8 at this point.
In which case, just sit here for an hour.
Can you sit somewhere else for an hour?
Send the corridor for an hour.
Right.
I really want to.